What a lovely house you have, wizard. The window I just broke, all those bookshelves, and your cute little altar. And enough exotic carpets to smother your floor. It'd be a shame if I swept through too fast and tore it apart. I am Wind, the goddess who sends desire screaming into the body and sends words screaming into the heart. I am the gentlest spring breeze and the most violent winter tempest. And I heard there is a sexy new wizard in this old house. A mage hungry for power. And handsome, too. A sexy young mortal who still remembers our names. An enchanter who might trade precious treasures for our favors. So, here I am. I am Wind. And I have come to breathe and whisper in your ear and offer whatever you want. For the right price. You like me? I'm naked and soft and delightful. I might press against you as gently as the first caress of summer's warmth. My nipples are so hard. If you open that wizard's robe of yours, you might feel them brush across your chest. You might feel my little hands on your shoulders, and this little pussy between my thighs getting wetter as November mist as I press myself to your hip. You might feel all kinds of things. I might kiss. And nibble at your neck. Are you flushed, enchanter? Ooh. And you're hard. Here, let me ease that out of your garments. Ooh, you marvelous man. That really is an impressive cock for a mortal. Why, all the pretty young goddesses must be falling over themselves just trying to get in your bed. Would you like me in your bed? Do you want to hear the wind moan for you, mortal? Or perhaps you'd prefer to be blown? Would you like the naked, sexy wind to blow your hard cock? I'm very good at it. Shall I kneel for you, mortal? That cock is so hard and hot against my cheek. Wizards have had me before, but they've always paid me so well. What would you pay me, mortal? To feel my breath wash warm across your cock. Oh, that's what you'll pay. One of those. I haven't had one of those since Merlin walked above ground. Do give me those, mortal. I will give you such pleasure in return. I'll lick your cock until you come like a god. I promise. Oh, hold out my hands, cupped, my wrists pressed gently together, and close my eyes, and you will give me that rare gift. Oh, you are too easy, mortal. Merlin made me open my thighs and wriggle and sweat for such a gift. Here, I'm holding out my soft little hands. Closing my eyes, just like you asked. Give it to me, mortal. Please. What? What is this? Looping around my wrists. And tightening this rope, this horrible, soft, silky, sensual rope. And another loop around my throat. Mortal. Mortal, what is this? Why can't I see? Why can't I open my eyes? How have you made the wind blind? How have you tricked me, you arrogant little beast? How dare you strike me? You... When I get loose, I will tear apart every house you ever build, you mortal animal. I'm squirming and writhing and I can't get loose. How is this possible? No rope can bind me. Wizard, what spell have you cast on me? This rope, what is it made of? The rope is woven from the soft gasps of a dozen virgins at the moment of their deflowering. From virgins you personally deflowered. You captured their little gasps and wove them into a rope by magic? This rope that holds me captive. Why have you taken me captive? What do you mean to do with me, wizard? Sister Earth, please, help me! Help me! Ha ha ha! bargain with him. Don't! He isn't like Merlin. He doesn't play fair. He's full of tricks. He tied me. He might. Don't trust him. He has a cunning tongue. He has my hair. He has my hair. Let go of my... Oh, oh. Wouldn't let me breathe. I had to swallow. No, don't leave me tied up. I don't want to squirm tied on your floor with this taste of your seed in my mouth. Untie me, please. Please untie me, mortal, please. Oh. Mortal, mortal, untie me, please. You, wizard, you came in my throat and left me tied here on your floor like a slut. But I am wind, going where I want, when I want is what I do. And you've made me your captive. Your captive. Are you going to keep me here until I've taught you everything I know? Everything I've learned rushing through the air, over the cities and forests of the world? Are you going to keep me here until I've swallowed your cum again and again? How many nights will I taste you, hot and salty on my tongue, 1,000 times? I told you he was tricky. I told you! If you hadn't been such a proud bitch and just untied me and saved me and not let him fuck my throat, you wouldn't have had your tight little cunt locked up. I told you, Earth. I told you. And tied up. Tied up. Please, let us go. Let us go. Please, don't fuck our sister. Don't, please. Oh no, oh no, no, no. Now we're all bound. Oh no, he's speaking magic. These ropes on me, ropes woven from the cries of virgins at the first touch of a cock. These ropes sending pulses through my body, pulses to my nipples and clit. No, sister, you don't understand this wizard's dark heart. You're immortal. He could make us come and come and come for eternity. wizard. That rope you're putting around our sister Fire's throat. You're dragging her from the magic circle. Why? What are you going to do to our sister? Let Fire go! Don't hurt her! Mortal. Wizard, don't make me come! Are soaked. How I came. What will happen to us, mortal master? You have bound and ravished the wind. What will you do with us?